Have you heard that sugarcane aphids are being found in Kansas? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm one of the agronomists with K-State Research and Extension. I serve Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And yes, sugarcane aphids have been found in Kansas, and they're as close to us as Ellis County. We have a map posted on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy Facebook page that shows the areas of infestation. From their movement down in Texas, we've seen two distinct tracks of their movement. One is moving into south central Kansas, and another is moving into southwest Kansas. There's actually four counties confirmed with sugarcane aphids in southwest Kansas. Now, these are not huge distinct infestations that we're finding. There's a few scattered aphids that are showing up and a few hot spots showing up in fields. Our entomologists have really been out looking for them, and so they've spent quite a bit of time flipping over leaves of sorghum plants looking to see where they can find sugarcane aphids. And that's actually where they're located, is on the underside of sorghum leaves. And so that's one of the distinctive defining characteristics. If you're out seeing aphids and you're wondering if these are sugarcane aphids or not, many times you will find them on the bottom of the leaves. There's many species that look very similar to sugarcane aphids, and they include the bean leaf aphid and the English grain aphid. But if you're finding sugarcane aphids, this is what you will see. They have a smooth body with a light-colored head and light-colored legs, but they have dark feet, or what one entomologist calls it, they have black socks on the bottom of their feet. They also have dark, short cornicles, or those are really the tailpipes that come off the back of the sugarcane aphid. And they have no shading at the base of those, and that's a little bit different than the corn leaf aphid. When I was first looking at sugarcane aphids, many times I thought I was finding sugarcanes and was actually finding corn leaf aphids. And so if you have any questions about them, of what you're finding, collect the aphid, bring it into the extension office, and I will be happy to identify it myself, or if I can't figure it out, we'll send it down to one of our entomologists so that we know what we're looking at. If we do start finding sugar canes in our area, we're behind in where the sugarcane aphid populations have been in the past few years. We've been finding them almost 3 weeks earlier in Kansas than we are finding them this year. So that's a really good testimonial to some of our folks to the south that seem to be doing a good job controlling the aphid populations and helping suppress what's actually making their movement into Kansas. And so, along the lines of when they've been treating, there's actually two products that are labeled for treatment here in Kansas, and those include Transform and Savanto. So we have products that are available for doing some treatment of sugarcane aphids if we happen to start finding them in our area. So if you have any questions, or if you find some aphids that you're not sure what you've got, please let me know. We'll get them identified for you and figure out where we are. I'm out actively looking, and I found I found some corn leaf aphids, but no sugarcane aphids so far. So corn leaf aphids are not a concern. They're just kind of an aphid that looks very similar. And so as we're looking, it tends to catch our attention a little bit just because they look very similar to the sugarcane aphid. But if you have any questions, please let me know. I'm happy to answer them. You can get a hold of me at the extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the experiment station in Colby.